committee action today on impeachment.
Each of us may have the opportunity to cast up or down votes.
Britain backs Boris.
We will get Brexit done by the 31st of January.
Legal battle.
She gonna continue to fight for her life.
Over a baby on life support.
She's in pain and she's suffering.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, flipped the script late last night, putting off a vote on two articles of impeachment until this morning. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it abruptly ended a long day of verbal jousting.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes. The committee is in recess.
That move shocked and infuriated Republicans.
So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
It came after more than 14 hours of bitter debate.
The idea that Donald Trump was leading an anti-corruption effort is like Kim Jong-un leading a human rights effort.
Oh, yes, there were crimes. Well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
I'm just sick of this.
The two sides unable to agree on even basic facts.
Donald Trump pressured a foreign government to target an American citizen for political gain.
President Trump wanted to get to the bottom of possible corruption with the Bidens, Burisma, and Ukraine.
Republicans argued they were being steamrolled by the majority.
This committee has now sounded the death of minority rights.
In the Senate trial likely to come, the balance of power will be flipped, with Republicans in control. Though there could be a clash between Senate Republicans who want a short trial and President Trump who wants a full-blown defense with new witnesses.
I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued in the end, the process won't matter.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
Overseas, a sweeping victory for Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Britain's election. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
The man once dismissed as a grandstanding clown vindicated after waging a single-issue election campaign. As a night of vote counting ended, Boris Johnson telling his constituents,
"Let's get Brexit done. But first, my friends, let's get breakfast done."
Johnson's Conservative Party won over millions of voters from the left-wing Labour Party, reshaping the political landscape here.
It seems there's massive sea change.
I think people have had enough of waiting for Brexit.
Individuals want to get Brexit done.
President Trump quick to applaud his populist allies' victory, promising a deal once Britain is out of the EU. Steve?
Well, there are indications from Washington the U.S. and China could reach agreement today on a trade deal. It would likely mean a planned tariff on $160 billion of Chinese goods due to take effect Sunday will be suspended. There's a court battle today in a key 2020 swing state over about a quarter million voter registrations. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
A county judge in Wisconsin considering whether to toss out registrations of about 234,000 voters. It's a lawsuit by conservatives focusing on voter fraud that could make it more difficult for people statewide to vote in the 2020 election. 4 years ago, President Trump won Wisconsin by less than 23,000 votes. The case likely will be decided by the state Supreme Court, controlled by conservatives. Steve?
A judge in Texas is giving the family of a 10-month-old girl more time to find a facility that's willing to keep her on life support. CBS's Janet Chamlian's following the emotional story in Fort Worth.
Tinsley Lewis's mom says she's relieved a judge has extended her 10-month-old's chance at life at least a few more weeks.
She knows me. She interacts with me.
The girl has been a patient at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth since February. Doctors at the medical center say Tinsley has no chance at recovery or a normal life. Winnie King with the hospital says ongoing medical treatment is causing Tinsley to suffer.
Even the most basic things, changing her diaper, giving her medication, can cause a medical crisis that will result in more pain and more suffering.
Born prematurely, she was diagnosed with Epstein's anomaly, a rare heart defect.
She also suffers from other chronic illnesses. An expert team did some dangerous work on the volcanic island in New Zealand that erupted early this week. CBS's Remy Innocencio says they recovered 6 bodies.
Clad in yellow protective suits and gas masks, the 8-person squad spent 4 hours searching the volcano for victims.
The environment that those staff encountered was unpredictable.
Scientists say the volcanic gases being emitted on the island are so toxic that a single breath could be deadly. The recovery team had to cut their ground search short, reportedly because their air supply was dwindling. Two bodies are still missing. Brenda Ingorani Gordon's nephew is believed to be one of them.
He was such a joyful, so full of love for everyone.
New Jersey's attorney general calls the deadly attack at a Jewish market this week a case of domestic terrorism. CBS's Don Daler in Jersey City says it's believed the two people acted alone.
In all, officers say they recovered five guns, a pipe bomb, and hundreds of shell casings at the scene. A law enforcement source confirmed a manifesto-style document was also found inside the U-Haul truck that was used by the suspects. The letter was described as a few pages and contained lists of grievances as well as groups that were hated.
In New York City, there's more security in a park near Barnard College, where an 18-year-old freshman student from Virginia was fatally stabbed Wednesday evening. Police call it a despicable crime. Students are scared.
It could have been anyone, and it's just so unfortunate that it happened to someone who is so young.
And former NBA Commissioner David Stern had emergency surgery in New York after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Brad Botkin with CBS Sports says a lot of people are pulling for a man who was a game changer.
He was the first commissioner to take games outside of the U.S. to stage competitions overseas, get people interested. We've seen the NFL and MLB now following those footsteps, and they're going and playing overseas and in Mexico. But David Stern was the first one to do that.
Stern is 77. He stood by Magic Johnson when he returned to the league after his HIV diagnosis. Johnson calls him someone who helped save his life. What can turn a guest at a luxury hotel into a criminal? Well, CBS's Matt Piper tells us it could be something as simple as a good night's sleep.
Some hotel guests wake so rested at luxury properties that they purchase the same kind of mattress they slept on. Then there are those who steal them. At least 48 mattresses have disappeared from guest rooms in the more than 1,100 four- and five-star European hotels surveyed by German review site Wellness Heaven. Guests at five-star hotels were 8% more likely to take mattresses, according to the survey. But how does that happen? Some hotels say guests snuck away with the mattresses in the dark of night using elevators that led directly to underground parking. Another guest threw a mattress out of the room's window. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Paul McCartney tells the BBC he recorded a secret Christmas album years ago and plays it only for his family. He says he'll never release it publicly. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.